I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's NPTE clinical file, we have Haseem, and Haseem is educating a patient on the negative effects of diabetes on the body. Which of the following is not a sign or symptom of uncontrolled or untreated diabetes mellitus? So we have A, polyuria, B, polydipsia, C, polyphagia, and D is weight gain. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. We have Haseem is educating a patient on the negative effects of diabetes on the body. Talk to me. What are some of the negative effects we would expect to see with diabetes? You know, are you thinking about how diabetes has the excessive glucose, oftentimes hyperglycemia, and therefore that glucose is toxic to areas of the body like blood vessels, could set the patient up for coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis? But that excessive glucose can also start to damage nerves and cause things like peripheral neuropathies, polyneuropathies. All right, so those are some of the things I'm thinking about. Make sure that you're yelling out right now some of the negative effects of diabetes that you know. So let's go down to the next sentence of the question. It says, which of the following is not a sign or symptom of untreated or uncontrolled diabetes mellitus? Keep in mind, it does say, which of the following is not a sign or symptom of untreated or uncontrolled diabetes mellitus? So let's take a look at the answer choices. We have A, polyuria, B, polydipsia, C, polyphagia, and I'm talking about the excessive hunger here, all right? And D is weight gain. So which of the following do you feel is not a sign or symptom? Let's go ahead, start rolling in and rolling out answer choices. Our first one says A, polyuria. So as I'm looking at this term, I have to break it down, this medical term here. What is it? What is polyuria? You should be saying, well, that's excessive urination. Do I expect to see this with a patient with uncontrolled diabetes mellitus? The answer to that is, yeah, I actually do. Because with this patient, we know that they have excessive glucose in the bloodstream, right? We oftentimes call that hyperglycemia. Okay, so here's the thing. They will tend to have excessive thirst and drink a lot in order to dilute all that glucose in the bloodstream. What happens when you start drinking a lot of water? You start urinating more, right? Well, that's polyuria. So I do expect the patient to have this, and therefore it can't be the right answer because the question's asking for which of the following is not a sign or symptom. So A, my friends, is out. Let's take a look at B. B says polydipsia. All right, I'm slowing down. Hold on, got to break this medical terminology up. Poly means like excessive or many. Dipsia, we're talking about thirst. So excessive thirst. Would I expect to see this in a patient with uncontrolled diabetes mellitus? Well, we actually just went over that. We would see this. And the reason being is that the body wants to dilute all of that excessive glucose. I'm eliminating B right now. All right, let's continue forward. We're not done yet. Let's take a look at C. Quite a few of you selected this answer right here. Let's see if it's correct. Polyphagia. All right, so what does this mean? Poly means excessive or many, right? Phage, which is P-H-A-G, that is going to be like to eat or to swallow. So this polyphagia word is related to like excessive hunger or excessive eating, right? Do we see this as a sign or symptom of uncontrolled diabetes mellitus? The answer to that is, yeah, you actually do see it as a sign or symptom. And you might be like, what? There's no way. Like, why would they want to eat more? Here's the thing. A patient with diabetes mellitus is not able to get that glucose out of the bloodstream and into the cells that need it. Therefore, the body actually feels like it's starving and starts to break down fat in order to use that for energy. So this patient is likely to continue to eat more because the body realizes it doesn't have the energy it needs to sustain itself. So guess what? Polyphagia, that's something I would expect to see actually in a patient with uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. I am eliminating that answer, people. Yeah. Hold on a minute. We're not done yet. Don't get all upset with me now. Let's take a look at D. D says weight gain. A lot of you didn't select this answer here, okay? But when we think about it, think about diabetes mellitus. Diabetes mellitus, this condition where there's something going on with insulin. Remember, there's a couple different types of diabetes mellitus, right? But a lot of times it's related to either insulin resistance, diabetes type 2, or insulin is not being actually produced by the pancreas. That's typically your type 1 diabetes mellitus. So it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the body is not taking the glucose out of the bloodstream and using it for fuel, for energy. So let me ask you, if this patient has diabetes mellitus and they are not burning that glucose, they're not using it, where does the body get the fuel from? You should be saying, well, it goes after the fat, starts breaking down fat. And that's where we start to get ketones from. All right. And hopefully this is starting to make a bit more sense and connecting some dots right now. That excessive fat burning starts to create ketones in the bloodstream. So guess what? We expect to see weight loss in a patient with diabetes mellitus, not weight gain. And therefore, D is our best answer here. Again, the question's asking for which of the following is not a sign or symptom of uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. The answer to that is weight gain. All right, so let's do a quick recap so you leave with the stuff that you need to know for your MPTE. First of all, this question was talk about diabetes mellitus generally, and we know that there are two main types of that, type 1 and type 2. Now, the question asks for which of the following is not a sign or symptom of uncontrolled or untreated diabetes mellitus. Well, we know polyuria is a sign or symptom of diabetes mellitus. We know polydipsia is a sign or symptom. We know polyphagia is a sign or symptom of diabetes mellitus, primarily in type 1 diabetes mellitus. All right, but D, weight gain. No, that's not a sign or symptom of diabetes mellitus. Obesity is a risk factor for the onset of diabetes mellitus. However, weight gain is not a sign or symptom of uncontrolled or untreated diabetes mellitus. All right, keep in mind that a patient with diabetes mellitus is not able to burn or use glucose in the bloodstream. And so the body must resort to another fuel source. Well, that's where the breakdown of fat comes into play. Weight loss, but also deposits of ketones into the bloodstream. Definitely something I need you to take a look at for the MPTE because diabetes mellitus, both type 1 and type 2, are hot targets for your MPTE. So you need to know these in and out. All right. Congratulations to those of you who got that final answer of D as in dog, weight gain. All right. If you are having trouble with these topic areas and you're looking for tips and tricks on how to raise your score, walk into the MPTE confident. I still got a free Facebook group out there where I am providing tips and tricks every single week. So if you're a PT student looking to make sure that you pass the MPTE, this is your opportunity to get into my free Facebook group. All right, it is www.mptegroup.com. Do not wait. Get in now, all right? And for those of you who all still need cheat sheets, we got them out there. Let's get you started with 10 free ones, all right? Go to www.mptecheatsheets.com. So whether you're on Spotify, iTunes, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time. Hey, what's up? It's Coach K. Do you feel like you have a solid plan in place to guarantee that pass symbol? There are so many students that I talk to that say that they hate reading and they feel lost with their study plan. If this sounds like you, click the link in the show notes to apply for our coaching program. We'll walk you through absolutely everything and help you walk into the NPTE knowing that you're going to pass.